Well, on this Thursday, there's a special day. Thanksgiving, that's right, Bill. And you know, there's a power in Thanksgiving, but we ought to live a life of Thanksgiving. Just a little humor. A turkey farmer was experimenting with breeding turkeys, and his family of six, they all liked the legs, turkey legs. So he kept on going and finding frustrating. Finally, he was able to produce a turkey that had six legs. And he was so excited about it. And another farmer asked him, well, how does it taste? He said, oh, I don't know. I haven't been able to catch the crazy thing. All right. That'd get us started, okay? Really, you know, Thanksgiving is a celebration time. And, you know, I'm one of these pastors that when we have special days like this, I like to do a little sermon. I've been doing that for all my life as associate pastor and then a pastor. You know, it's a season that we should be thankful and count our blessings. But actually, it should be, like I said a moment ago, it should be a lifestyle, not just something we do on a certain day. You know, Psalms 100 says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts, and be thankful for him, and bless his name. Now, I want you to notice it said here, enter into his courts with thanksgiving, or into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Here, the psalmist is talking about praise and thanksgiving at the same time. If you'll notice in the book of Psalms that thanksgiving and thanks and praise go together. You know, look at Psalms 100, 2 and 3. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know the Lord. He is God. It is he who has made us, and we ourselves, we are his people and sheep of his pasture. We have been created by God. We're kept by him. And, you know, it's not, a lot of times when somebody's in charge, they delegate it. No, God doesn't delegate. He takes care of us. And so we should give thanks because he takes care of us. 1 Peter 5:6 says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. You know, we need to learn how to praise God in every situation that we're in. It doesn't matter. You know, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be where we are in the first place. Amen. We give thanks because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have nothing. Right? You know, sometimes people don't want to humble themselves and they say thank you to somebody. I try to make it a point to say thank you to my wife when she brings me something or does something for me. I try to make it a habit to say thank you to waiters and waitresses at restaurants. You know, it's actually when you really start living a lifestyle of thankfulness, you will thank people that do something for you. You know, We offer thanksgiving as an offering unto the Lord. It's our thanks to him. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You know, he says, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. I want you to notice there again is praise and then goes on the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. Praise and thanksgiving here are coming together, praise and thanks. You know, It's easy to praise God when there's food on the table. You know, it's easy to praise God when everything's going right. It's easy to thank God whenever all the family's operating all right, no family problems. I mean, everything's great. You know, it's easy to give thanks and praise God when everything is good. But, you know, we need to give the sacrifice of thanksgiving when there's not any food, when there's not enough provision. You know, somebody said, oh, you don't know nothing about it. Yeah, I've been there. I have been there. When, and in fact, Evan and Dwayne and Anthony can tell you, I do a message out on the road called Speak to Your Mountain, in which I tell because my dad used to preach about speaking to the mountain. Well, I talk about how we spoke to the mountain when we, in 1957, at one place, we set the trailer up. I was traveling with me and my sister. She's 19 months younger than I am. And I was a sophomore in high school, I guess. Yeah, sophomore in high school, and she was a freshman, and we took what they call correspondence course back then. I guess they call it homeschool today. And anyway, we set the trailer up in Santa Monica, California. I remember this very distinctly. On a Saturday, we were starting a meeting on Saturday. We traveled all over the state of California that year preaching. And Mom cooked the last bit of food that we had in the trailer. That was it. We had we pulled a 43-foot Spartan house trailer, they used to call them then. Now they call them mobile homes. But it was made right over in Tulsa by Spartan Aircraft Company. It was all aluminum and light and everything. And so we ate, and then we thanked God because he was going to supply food for us. Well, we went to church the next day, and Dad preached, you know, and so they took the pastor and them took us out for lunch, and we had food, you know. And so, man, you know, I'm almost 16 year old kid. I guess maybe I'd already turned 16. Anyway, I was about 6'2" and weighed about 140 pounds, and my dad said my legs were hollow. Those days are gone forever. Yeah, they filled up, and then it started filling up here too. Of course, y'all are all laughing, but y'all have had the same problem. Or if you haven't had it yet, you will. How many of you mature people will agree with me on that? See, none of us are old. We're just mature. And so but they didn't take us out after church. I figured they would, but they didn't. So we went in. I told Dad I'm hungry. So, and he said, yeah. We said, well, let's just thank the Lord because he's going to provide food. See, it's easy to thank the Lord when you're sitting at the table and you got food. And it's not very easy to sit there and thank the Lord for food when there's nothing on the table. Been there, done that. But we kept thanking God. And we kept giving praise and thanks to God for food. On Wednesday afternoon, finally, there was a truck showed up out there, a pickup truck. And I told Dad, I said, hey, a truck just stopped out here. And I said, the whole back of it is full of sacks of groceries stacked on top of one another. And I'm not talking about those little sacks. I'm talking about those big paper sacks that we used to get at the grocery store. How many of them know what I'm talking about? And the guy knocked on the door, and he said, now, Brother Hagin, since Sunday the Lord been dealing with me to bring you food, but I knew you didn't need any. But it got so bad today I couldn't stand it, so here, I just bought you a whole pickup load full. My dad didn't tell him anything, just said, well, praise the Lord, brother. We really appreciate that. Now, I'm using two examples here. One, we continue to thank God when we didn't have. If you continue to thank God, he'll bring it to you. But two, if God tells you to do something for somebody, it doesn't matter whether you think they need it or not. Go ahead and do it. See, they don't need that. That's just me. Well, hey, we did need it. And by Wednesday, this boy was getting pretty hungry. But we kept believing God, and Dad said, well, we just on a forced fast. It wasn't a called fast. It was a forced fast. Some of you been in the military, been on what they call a forced march. How many military guys I got here? Well, I know Glenn and him. And Bill. Yeah, they in training, you go on what they call a forced march. But this was a forced fast. But my point is that it's easy to thank God and give praise when everything is good. But we need to continually give the sacrifice. Hey, that was a sacrifice. It says here, give the sacrifice of praise and the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I want to tell you what. It's a sacrifice to sit at that table and thank God when there ain't nothing to eat there. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. See, we praise God when we don't feel like it, and we praise God when we feel like it. The real test is if you really believe God is to give him thanksgiving and praise when everything, it don't seem like nothing is right. Hello. Many people, when they get in a bad situation, instead of praising God, which actually thanksgiving is a form of praising and praising is a form of thanksgiving, really, if you read these scriptures. I think it's in David's Psalms. I think that praise and thanksgiving is in there together about 33 different times in the Psalms that he... Now, some people say David wrote Psalms. No, he didn't write the whole book of Psalms. If you look, you'll see others help write. He wrote portions of it, all right? But, a lot of people, when everything's going good, they can thank God. But when things are not going so good, they don't know how to praise and thank God. I remember reading in the Bible about two guys that got thrown in jail, and their backs had been beaten, they were bleeding, and they were all stuck down there, and they started singing praises to God. Yes. And the jail busted open. Yes. I believe those fellows' names was Paul and Silas. Anybody ever read that about Paul and Silas? Yeah, you've read that. They were in a bad situation. I don't imagine they felt like praising God. Not with their backs all bleeding and they were in their hands and feet were in stocks and they were in the innermost part of the prison. I don't believe that they really felt like praising God. Would you? No, you wouldn't. But instead of complaining and grumbling, they begin to sing praises of God, which is, like I said a while ago, it's a form of thanksgiving. And as they sang praises to God, deliverance came. As you praise and thank God, deliverance will come to you too. You want to know the way out of your bad situation? Begin to praise and thank God because he's going to deliver you. First Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, first, and the same thing, and then that's New King James in the New Living Translation is be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ. In the Message Bible, it says, thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong in Christ Jesus to live. Now, I want you to notice that King James in everything give thanks. And I like the NLT because they say, be thankful in all the circumstances. You're not thanking God for the bad situation. You're not thanking God for what's going on. You're thanking God because you know that the way out is by thanking God and believing in him. You're thanking God because of deliverance, not for the situation, but because you know you're going to be delivered from the situation. See, giving thanks to God helps you keep switch faith turned on, helps you to keep believing God. You know, thanksgiving keeps you in a position to receive the blessings of God. Okay. You know, in Luke 17, it talks about as Jesus entered a certain village, 10 guys met him. They were lepers, and they stood afar off. And the reason they did, because the Jewish law required, they living under the Jewish law. You go read the law. It's in Leviticus in the Old Testament, and you can read what the law said. But anybody that had any kind of skin disease, blood disease, they weren't supposed to be with the. They couldn't come into a congregation like this. They couldn't come close to people. And so I said they stood afar off. They lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And the reason he did that, many people don't understand that, is because that the priest was the only one that could pronounce them clean so that they could go back into general population. And so as it was, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice and glorified God and fell down on his face at the feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where is the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? Now, he was a Samaritan, and he called him a foreigner. The Jews and the Samaritans didn't like one another at all. In fact, a Jewish person, if he was coming from the lower part of Judea going up to Jerusalem, he would walk out of his way to go around Samaria so he didn't even have to go through that territory. And they called him foreigners. And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, there's an indication here, and I want you to look at this for just a moment. It's you know, I mean, from study and stuff. If you know anything about this dreaded disease, it would sometimes eat fingers away. The body parts would be all messed up. It says here, your faith has made you well. I think maybe him coming back. Now, they would be cleansed of leprosy, but they would still be marred from the effects of that disease. This is my interpretation and from reading from different commentaries and different things, just reading different historical reports and stuff, is that when he came back and gave thanks, Jesus said, okay, arise, your faith has made you well. His body completely was restored to normalcy. Now, it doesn't say that there. That's some speculation of different writers. But when you give thanks to God, he wants to do more for you. Amen. Here we see only one person turning to, out of 10, one came to give thanks. That's not a very good ratio. I hope that's changed today. You know, giving thanks to God causes him to want to do more for you. Now, you know, I've got kids and 5 grandsons, no granddaughters. I guess we're fixing to get a granddaughter-in-law, though, on Saturday. But, you know, those boys, Poppy, I do everything I can for them. I've bought baseball bats and football shoulder pads and helmets and cleats and football pants and all baseball uniforms. I mean, I've done all that stuff for them. But you know what? When they just say, man, Poppy, I really appreciate you getting me my new bat. I don't know whether any of y'all have got any kids playing baseball, but, I mean, you used to go buy a bat for hardly nothing. If you want to get a good one of those good bats that they're all using now, it's going to cost you about $300. I don't know whether any of you know about that or not, but if you want to get one, the good ones that that all the other kids are God on the team. You know, well, you can buy a cheaper one, but if you want to get the good one, you got to pay a bunch of money for it, you know. But, you know, when they would say, thank you, Poppy, for all you do for me, you know what? It makes me want to do more. Right? Yeah. How many of y'all know that? Yeah. Right? So, or when your kids do that, we're God's kids, right? How many of you consider yourself God's kid? Well, you know, when you go and begin to thank him for all that he's done for you, it makes him want to do more for you. You know, so we say thank you all the time. Give thanks. Actually, giving thanks helps you to be able to, it keeps you expecting from God. You can measure your expectancy level by how much thanks you're giving to God. Little thanks, little return. Much thanks, much return. Now, y'all all just sitting there looking at me. Have y'all gone home or am I preaching to chairs? I guess you're all just looking. Just listening to it. You know, actually, I think giving thanks gives you strength to endure until the blessing comes.
Amen.
You know, you need to give thanks before you see the provision. Give thanks before you see the healing. Give thanks before you see the financial blessing. Give thanks before it happens. Thank God because it's going to happen. This is the season to be thankful. This is the season to count your blessings. This is the season that we praise God. But I want you not to let this just be a season. But I want you to let this be something that you do every day. When you get out of bed every day, you are to say, Lord, I thank you for life. I thank you for health. I thank you for healing. I thank you that I have well, strong body. You know, we need to be thankful for what God has done for us. I think I've talked long enough. I know it wasn't very long, but I see I'm going to give you some time back so next time I can go overtime when I preach. And so I'll just bank that so then I can go overtime. Craig needs to bank a lot. No, he's getting really good. Pastor Craig's getting really good about his time, you know. So praise the Lord for that. Praise God. Everybody stand, please. I never lie. I know I can tell by looking. Most everybody in here are Christians. But I never like to preach that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to either accept Christ or to rededicate their life to God. So if there's anybody in that capacity tonight, let me see your hand. We'll pray for you. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone here tonight that wants to be prayed for healing? Step out and come on down here now. We'll pray for you. Well, we have two cloths here. You remember Acts 19:11-12 says they took handkerchiefs and aprons from the Apostle Paul when they were taken to the sick and laid on the sick, that the diseases left, and if there were evil spirits, they departed in Jesus' name. You remember that the woman in Mark 5 touched his garments. She said, if I can touch his clothes, she touched his clothes, and he said power went out of him, out of his clothes. So we're going to pray for these cloths. This is the left eye that needs healing. And then here is Morgan, Glenn's son. He's chilled and sore throat, fever. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay our hands on these cloths. I thank you that the anointing power of God's going into these when they're taken to those that are meant for. That anointing will flow out and flow into this eye. And may this vision completely be 2020. We thank you for it. And may this cloudiness leave in the name of Jesus. I thank you that Morgan is healed right now. He's in Jesus' name, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and thank God for Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for all that he's done for you and all the benefits of yours. Thank God that all the promises of God that he talks about in the Word are coming to pass in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, we're glad to have our first time guest here. Jane, take them. We want to give them a special gift. But we have Sunday morning on Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Be off all the weekend and then come on Sunday night. You know, they had Saturday night service, so you could be off on Sunday. Well, we got Sunday night service, so you can be off all weekend. All right? Praise the Lord. Shake hands with somebody. Thank God for their being a part of our church family. And we'll see y'all the next time we're here. God bless.